You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
I'm Louise Maloney, senior producer at Magic Radio, presenter on Magic Chilled and presenter on Kerrang Radio.
I'm Dave Masterman, program manager at Absolute Radio.
I'm Callum Hyder, I'm the daytime network producer at Capital FM.
I'm Will Short, I'm a producer at Hartford Counties.
So just to begin, how did you become a producer, all of you, and why, what made you want to become a producer?
I took a little while to become a producer. I was, like a lot of producers, a failed presenter. So I ended up interning at XFM, working in global TV for a while, but finally going into radio producing because I enjoyed coming up with the content, but not actually saying it. As my old man would say, you've got a face for radio, so you might as well have a job in it. So yeah, that's what I would be.
I've just always liked telling people what to do, so I thought it's the natural. It was actually at a student radio conference about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was chatting to Chris North off of Demo Factor, basically being like, I don't really think I'm that good at presenting, but I really like radio. And he said, well, why don't you give producing a shot? And so I went back to my student radio and did a bit there, and then yeah, kind of went from there, got an internship with Hart, and then the job followed on. So it was kind of a bit of luck and talking to the right people, and then all kind of fell into place.
The same story as everyone else, it seems. I was doing overnights on XFM Manchester for a year or so, and it got to the stage for me where I realised I wasn't going to be the next Zane Lowe, which was kind of my hero in radio. Still can make it. 33 years old, I can still make it. And yeah, you have to be honest with yourself. And I was doing station producing to a very minimal level at that station during the day. And then it was a case of which way do you really want to go here? And the sensible option, and I'm glad it was the option I chose, was get yourself into production. Again, it's the thought of, I've got the ideas, there's better people out there who can execute them. And that's when my producing career kind of started at the age of 22, after I knocked on the head the overnights for XFM, yeah.
It's hard to know, because I think as a child I remember lying by my parents' radio like for hours, and I kind of was a little bit obsessed with radio and didn't really know that I was as a kid, and then I forgot about that in my teens. And when it came to choosing what to do in university, all my friends were being lawyers or architects or doctors or business women, and I just had no calling for that, and it made sense. I remember the penny dropped one day, and I loved music, I was a musician in my teens, and I thought, of course it's radio. And I actually didn't really mind what area it was that I got into, and it just sort of fell to both presenting and producing.
At a student radio level, obviously we're at a student radio conference, at least at my station, Surge, we don't really have producers, we just sort of have a presenter who makes their own show and all of that. So how would you suggest maybe the role of producer, how could you implement that more into student radio? I feel almost like it's underused, you know, the position of producer.
I would imagine if it's the same as it was when I was at uni, everyone does want to be a presenter. And I would say for the instance of this question, it's a case of if you're presenting, but you also know you've got an interest in producing, do both. And make sure you're not just throwing the mic up to speak. Try your hand at imaging some, you know, do a bit of imaging, see if you can make some jingles. If you want to make an ad or something for the show, make an ad. If it's to try and, you know, promote the pub around the corner or whatever, it's a case of you've got yourself into a student radio station, the equipment is now there to be used, it's making the most of it. And again, I mentioned it before, it's adding whatever you can to that CV that you can show off about once you then leave university and you need to get out there to stations all across the country. It's about adding that next bullet point to the list. So If there's not the roles there for sole producers on the radio, on the student radio station that you're working for, and you kind of do have to be the presenter, make sure you're finding time to produce your own show and not trying to take the shortcuts of just thinking the show is just you talking on the radio. Come up with features. What music do you need for the feature? Do you want have you got a mate that will be a funny voiceover for something you're doing? Is there a music feature that you can, at the very basic example, reverse a song, people have to guess what it is? You know, it's those sorts of skills that will then make you a producer as well as the presenter that you already are, if that's the kind of thing you want to get into.
Yeah, I just think as well, we just did a session in the main room there, and one of the girls' questions was at the end was, how do I get more involved as a producer, because I only, you know, snoop the guys twice a month or something. Maybe, you know, the I was going to say kids at university. That's not fair. The guys at university, millennials at your university, don't actually know that that's an option. Like, maybe it's kind of getting out there and going, we're looking for producers. Do you want to come in and produce the show every day? It's only 2 hours, or it's 2 hours a week, or blah, blah, blah. But we're looking for producers. And someone walking along would be like, God, I never thought of it before. But actually, do you know what? I will go in and give it a go. And that's how producers can be born. And, you know, it's surprising when people do get involved how much they end up loving it and how much they give to you as a producer. So it's more just getting the word out there, just saying, you know, we're looking for producers. Come on board. It'll be a great laugh. There's no money involved, but it'll be a great laugh, and you'll, you know, we'll have a bit of fun with it. I think that could be an idea.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.